This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1956. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave, on this edition, recorded November 12th. Anguilla, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Bulgaria, China, Cuba, East Turkestan, Eritrea, France, India, or Indonesia, Iran, Korea South, Kurdistan, Mexico, Netherlands, Nigeria, Northern Mariana Islands, Oman, Peru, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Sudan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. From Anguilla, the so-called Caribbean beacon continues to be quite sporadic on 11775 in the daytime or 6090 at night. And furthermore, when 11775 is on the air, there can be spurious transmissions around it, roughly, very roughly, plus and minus 100 kilohertz. Intermittent modulation spike spurs I was hearing, matching the main frequency, November 6th at 2150. But the spur range itself ran from 30 to 45 kilohertz, in addition to a spread around 11775. Some of the RAI relays from Argentina via WRMI have shifted as usual one UT hour later because the clock has changed in Miami. Notably English, now at 0200 to 230 UT Tuesday through Saturday on 9395 and also now scheduled on 5950. Last week we were talking about how Reach Beyond Australia had mistakenly started using a frequency in the ham band 7190 at the beginning of the B18 season for a broadcast in Korean at 15 UT. However, they were informed of their mistake and we're moving to 7530. And now that has been confirmed by Harold Sellers in British Columbia, heard with a very good signal November 9th at 1516 with a religious program in English. But the English is only on Fridays. Otherwise, it's in Korean between 1500 and 1532 or later. 7530. And as we've reported before, lots of Brazilian pirates have started showing up on various places on shortwave, most of them reported by Daniel Williams on Hardcore DX. But now one of them has finally been busted. He says on November 9th, the one on 8,000 kilohertz exactly has been deactivated. It's called Radio Casa, meaning house. He says it's over. They're off forever. Anatel, which is the Brazilian equivalent of FCC, closed it. As far as we know, it was denounced by a neighbor. It was interfering with telephones, but the others, so far, he says, continue on the air. And he blames enemies of him and other pirate enthusiasts in Brazil for doing this. Anyhow, he says, their transmitter was not confiscated because it was non-commercial without financial gain. One of the China relays via Cuba, English at 03 UT and Cantonese at 04, has been on 9790 for several years, all year long, but now they've been forced to move to a lower band. 5910 is the new frequency, starting at 03 UT as I heard it November 9th in English. Of course, that's the same frequency where Colombia's only shortwave station used to be, or almost 5910.3, but it's not been heard for months. If it is, watch out for a heterodyne, slightly off frequency from Cuba, or later on Romania. I mean earlier on Romania. They're using 5910 starting at 01. Because the clock changed on November 4th in Cuba, Radio Havana made some time changes for some of its programming, but the frequency changes for the new season had to wait another week until November 11th, that is 2 weeks after the rest of the world started the B18 shortwave season. One of them concerns English, the one supposedly for Africa, which had been at 23 UT on 11880. They seem to be undecided at first what to do about it, but finally a new schedule from Arne Coro via Wolfgang Büschel showed the new frequency, and actually they've used it previously, 9720 at midnight to O1UT in English. And in fact, I heard it there on November 12th only. But that is awfully late to be broadcasting to Africa. And a later schedule revision that Wolfgang received showed they had decided to move the transmission 2 hours earlier, 22 to 23 UT in English on 9720, preceded by an hour in French and Portuguese starting at 21. Meanwhile, English at midnight UT continues on the frequency for the Antilles, and also audible here, 5040. Cuba's first English hour of the day at 20 UT now remains on the previous frequency, 15140, which has been expanded to a very long span starting at 12 UT earlier in Spanish. So much for Oman trying to use the same frequency, if they are. Mark Cody in Ontario complains that 15140 is just too weak now for the 20 UT broadcast in his location. Maybe he's a bit off beam. It is supposedly at 340 degrees toward western North America. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, and here's something different than previously noticed. The transmitter is still running in Spanish on 13700, November 12th at 1517. Was putting out a pair of weak parasitic spurs, exactly 28.304 kilohertz above and below. These were different from the band full of FM spurs which used to surround that frequency. Our excellent monitor in California, Ron Howard, says he's taking a break for a while. We can hardly wait for him to resume, but here's one of his latest reports. Xinjiang PBS, that is what we call East Turkestan, has resumed its winter frequencies for its domestic services in different languages. Heard November 6th at 1219 on 4850, 4980, and 5060, as originally notified by Hiroshi in Japan. And there's a fourth one, 4500, in yet another language. I can often hear these, at least with just barely audible carriers, and when all four of them are coming in, I have little doubt where they're coming from. On October 31st at 0334, I had a barely audible carrier on 7140.020. Yes, that's an AM carrier intruding into the ham band and easily presumed to be voice of the broad masses of Eritrea, where they have been heard before, but I did not hear the second VOBME transmitter around 7180. Even better, Ron Howard in California reports it via Long Path, November 7th at 1435 to 1510 on 7140 in vernacular, mostly Horn of Africa music and singing. He says in the past it was always jammed with white noise or DRM a minute or two after 1500, but that today that was not the case. It was still in the clear at 1528, but at times fairly heavy ham interference on lower sideband transmitters, so best attuned to this in upper sideband. This was after his local sunrise at 1437. And furthermore, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says both Asmara Eritrea transmitters are again on the air, but lower power, maybe 5 to 10 kilowatts. He found tiny strings of Horn of Africa programming, 20 hertz above 7140, just where I measured it, and also 20 hertz above 7180. These signals were tiny compared to Sudan on 7205 with 100 kilowatts. WRMI has started relaying Radio France International in a number of languages, starting with English at midnight UT for 1 hour on 5950, replacing other World Radio Network programming, which was there for a while. I was hearing it already on November 9th. Meanwhile, RFI's morning hour in English is confirmed at 06 to 07 UT on WRMI 5950. That's when it's on WRN. But the new schedule from WRMI shows there would be further languages followed at 07 UT by Portuguese. However, I'm actually hearing Spanish during that hour. And there's some more in the daytime when 5950 is audible only Circumchobee. Meanwhile, RFI is cutting back its own English broadcast. Mike Cooper in Georgia says at the end of the November 7th RFI English broadcast at 14 UT, which he hears via satellite or internet, there was an announcement that their morning broadcast would be discontinued. The 1400 UT Paris Live program will continue. They said that effective Sunday, November 18th, the English morning broadcast would come to an end, but still promoting Paris Live at 14 Monday through Friday every week, also implying there will be no more weekend broadcast. No mention was made of the daily 16 UT broadcast, which had been a repeat of 14 but with fresh news. Meanwhile, currently registered for the new season, the only English broadcast direct from France at 06 UT is on 7245. But Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says that's already inactive. I got rather excited November 9th at 13:15 when I found a very poor carrier off frequency on 4869.904. That's where RRI Wamena Indonesia used to be, as last reported in February 2017. Off the air since then, but stranger things have happened. RRI station suddenly reappearing. Only one other station is listed on nominal 4870, All India Radio, but it had been measured on the plus side of 4870. And once again on November 11th at 1348, I had that just barely audible carrier again on that exact measured frequency. However, in Australian DX News, Rob Wagner and Rob Shepherd report hearing Sidaya Kashmir from Delhi, India, measured on 4869.94 at 1455 October 4th and 15 to 1530 UT October 20th. So it's now on the low side of 4870, just like Indonesia used to be, although the frequencies measured do not match exactly. So further checks would be prudent, especially earlier than 1330 in case it really is Indonesia. Ivo Ivanov has been analyzing the new B-18 schedule from Iran. Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, also known as Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting, also known as Pars Today. He says, canceled from shortwave are these languages, Chinese, Indonesian, Japanese, Kazakh, and Uzbek, but the extended programs in French, Hausa, Hebrew, Russian, and Spanish. And still only a modicum of English, two transmissions. KBS World Radio South Korea had been reported a few weeks ago at a new time in English, and now it's official. The B-18 schedule, says Ivo Ivanov, says the broadcast to South Asia, which is 3 hours long, it used to start at 14 UT, now runs from 18 until 21 on 9630. Ivo Ivanov also has the new B-18 schedule for the clandestine for Kurdistanish Turkey, Denge Welat, alternating sites from France and Moldova or Pridnestrovia. The broadcasts are continuous between 0330 and 22 UT with the following frequency and site changes. From 0330 on 9525 France, at 06-11530 Moldova, at 15-11530 switches to France, at 16 France continues on 9525, and the final 2 hours at 20 back to Pridnestrovia on 9525. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1956. Also bringing you the non-commercial website worldofradio.com and the non-commercial publication DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from Steve McGreevy, N6NKS, in the Mojave Desert, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com for our longtime works of excellence in the Radio DXing community, he says. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Sometimes I hear no signal at all from Mexico's last shortwave station on 6185 Radio Educación, such as November 9th at midnight 56. However, I was hearing it November 6th at 06 UT when they went into the Mexican national anthem, and an ID claiming to run 100 kilowatts on medium wave 1060, even though it's only 20 kilowatts at night. And shortwave supposedly signs off at 06, but they stayed on a while longer for a bit of the Radio France International Spanish news relay. Manuel Mendez in Spain was listening at exactly the same time on the same date, and he says they went off at 06:19. Furthermore, Terry Kruger in Florida was hearing a weak signal on 6185, November 5th, at 11:03, parallel to medium wave 1060. Now, 1100 is a very strange time for the shortwave to be on. Beware of North Korea, also on 6185 at 11, but it is in French. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener forwards news from Erik van Villigen of the mighty KBC in the Netherlands, saying that they would be using 11600 kilohertz between 13 and 14 UT. They just changed the time earlier and was supposed to be on 9400. But maybe the other frequency will work better. Try them both. These are for transmissions via Bulgaria. For a few weeks, WRMI had been relaying Radio Nigeria Kaduna on 11580 for three transmissions a day, which included some rather interesting music. But I was no longer hearing them on November 8th or 9th, and then on the 9th I see all of those transmissions had been deleted from WRMI's scheduled grid. However, Ivanov points out that the same Radio Nigeria Kaduna has different relays via Issoudun, France during the same hours they had been on via WRMI. They're at 05 to 07 on 7335, which I tried but covered by Cuban jamming against nothing as Marti is no longer there. 07 to 09, 13840. 11 to 15, 17690 when I could not hear it, if it's on, just not propagating. And finally from 20 to 23 UT on 7235. Although Ivo says the first hour conflicts with Romania. Kai Ludwig comments, so who is the financier of these Issoudun transmissions? FRC and Kaduna itself is so short of money that they can hardly operate their own Jaji transmitters, so it was probably not even an equipment failure that silenced 6090 earlier this year, according to a report in the Daily Trust of Nigeria. Wolfgang Büschel replies, my strong feeling is it's paid for by the budget of the EU in Brussels, or even from the secret services of France and Germany, to strengthen the Muslim government in Nigeria. He says similar help by the French government goes to Algeria for Arabic language programs relayed via France to stabilize the governments there for a decade at least. Ivo Ivanov provides the new schedule for Dandil Kura Radio International, the target broadcast, if not clandestine, for the Lake Chad region of Nigeria. From 05 to 06, 7315 via Germany, 06 to 07, 9620 Germany, 18 to 19, 9770 France, and 19 to 20 UT, 7455 via France. All of these are different frequencies than used last winter. Northern Mariana Islands. Though we know both Saipan and Tinian relay sites are out of commission for many months at least after the typhoon, the latest B18 HFCC schedule shows many transmissions still coming from Saipan and Tinian. Some have surely been moved to other sites. Others are just off. But U.S. AGM has failed to update registrations and does not answer my request for accurate new info. As I mentioned earlier, Cuba is now using 15140 for a much longer span, from 12 until 2130 UT. Of course, that is when Oman had been using most of those hours in Arabic, but an English hour at 14 UT sometimes. But maybe it doesn't matter anymore because, Ivo Ivanov says, there is no signal to be heard of Radio Sultan of Oman on its B18 frequencies. Occasionally in the evening, I've detected a very weak carrier on 4810 against all the utility hash interference and wondered if it could be Radio Logos, active from Peru. There had been no replies from anyone else until this report in the NASA flash sheet from Ralphus Perry in Illinois. November 8th at 10:30, he presumes he heard Radio Logos sneaking through on the low side of the swishing Ute interference with familiar morning music of Peruvian Campo Selections, a YL DJ on Radio Logos. Another rare and new Peruvian is on 4920 approximately, La Voz del Pueblo. That's reported by Claudio Galas in nearby Chile on Hardcore DX November 4th at 0110 to 0120 with music. Ron Howard, California reports the 0200 English broadcast of Radio Pilipinas November 7th after 0227 on these three frequencies, 15640, 17700, and 17820. With business news in English, provincial report, news and events from different Philippine embassies and consulates around the world. Adventist World Radio now has many transmissions via the Trincomalee Sri Lanka site. Two of them I happen to hear are considerably off frequency, 9739.921, November 6th at 1459, after Reach Beyond Australia signs off. This is the Nepali service. Also 12034.898, November 8th at 1536. That's scheduled as the Marathi language service. So I wonder if all the transmitters there are off frequency. Wolfgang Buscher replies no. He is aware of some of them which are on frequency. Earlier I mentioned Sudan on 7205 in the mornings, but they have problems in the evenings for the Arabic broadcast at 1930 to 2200. Iwe Vanoff says the entire period has co-channel interference, 1930 to 20, Adventist World Radio, via now in Germany, in the Tachelhit language, and 20 to 22, Radio France International in French, via France. However, Iwe Vanoff says the external service, Voice of Africa Sudan Radio, has been reactivated, heard November 10th on 9505. Between 16 and 19 UT in African language, Swahili or Hausa, and also at 19 to 22 on 7205 with the Arabic service of Radio Omdurman. At WRTH FB, Mauno Riedle says, I heard English between 17 and 18 UT. However, Richard Langley in New Brunswick also checking this via the remote receiver in Holland at 1610 UT, weak modulation, in French without a positive ID, and perhaps English would follow later. However, contrary to what Mauno Riedle heard, he says it was not in English when Richard Langley was listening. Seemed to be an African language, November 12th at 1738. We have a definite time on Sunday evenings via WRMI, 0230 UT. You may recall we showed up on 5950 for a week or two when they were relaying WRN. Now 0230 to 03 on 5950 and 9395 is scheduled to relay Radio Tirana, Albania. However, once again, they've messed up and not been getting their program to WRMI. Even if they were, there would be a hole on Sunday evening, UT Monday, when they take a day off. So, Jeff White has agreed to broadcast World of Radio, 0230 UT Monday, on 5950, which goes to the west-northwest, and 9395 to the north-northwest, as I confirmed November 12th. And then we're on again 2 hours later at the original time, 0430 UT on 9955, and that should also be on the additional frequency 5010. More and more changes at WRMI. Besides dropping Radio Nigeria Kaduna, there is no longer anything about Radio Marti relays on their schedule. That was previously on 5950 certain nights of the week, which means that there's still some Cuban jamming there even during World of Radio. Speaking of interference to WRMI, November 10th at 14:35, 9955 had some annoying interference. It was not conventional jamming noise, but rather a multi-tone whining centered on their frequency. There seemed to be multiple carriers about 292 hertz apart, above and below, which beat against each other and WRMI. I've heard something like this before, other places on the dial. I think it may be some type of utility transmission. And this interference was still going when I rechecked at 2242. Now that I'm staying up later, as late as 07UT, I'm finally hearing another frequency from WINB DRM tests, 7315. It's registered Monday through Friday between 07 and 09 with its unique sound. Normal DRM noise on the plus side, but very rough noise on the minus side, just like had been the case around 15670 and then replaced by 13690 in the daytime. There seems to be a dearth of info on what programming is on these DRM transmissions and what kind of data is also being transmitted, even among DRM enthusiasts who don't seem to care much about content. However, Walt Salmoni from British Columbia has been all the way over in Prince Edward Island for a mostly medium-wave de-expedition, but also reports a few shortwave things, such as WINB DRM on 13690, November 8th at 1346. He says it was weak, maybe the signal too close skipping over us, but it's unusual in appearance. The lower 5 kHz hashed with a rapid buzzing sound, while the upper 5 kHz looks more the normal white noise DRM appearance. He says bits and pieces of audio started coming through about 1355, piano music. On the SDR waterfall, it's easy to see that the upper half of the signal appears twice as strong as the lower half. Perhaps someone can explain that. The music is from the Phantom of the Opera, an ID at 1359 into a religious program. Take a look in the book. Fully able to decode now. Very powerful at 1518 in Italian. A really messy transmitter splattering well beyond the 10 kilohertz window. The same half-and-half appearance on the waterfall with an IBC program heard previously on WRMI. I've yet to hear WEWN on its registered English frequency of 9470, but Ivo Ivanov says he's been hearing it coming on a bit late at 0905 after 11520. It's on the air until 1300, but until 1200 there's co-channel interference from East Turkestan in Kazakh. That was on November 10th. WTWW number 2 has been showing up on 5085, supposedly a night frequency, even in the daytime. Heard Saturday, November 10th at 1912, playing popcorn, and I guess more classic rock. I've also heard it November 11th at 1351. More unscheduled programming, sounded like it was unshackled. Furthermore, theater organ in the Ozarks is now scheduled nominally at midnight 30 UT Sundays on 5085, but as usual, running long or running late. November 11th, it finally ended at 0111. The propagation outlook from Boulder. ANKNSEs only 5 and 2, November 15th to 30th, quiet conditions, but then a peak to 30 and 5 on December 2nd. Solar flux dropping from 70 November 18th to 68. And back up to 69 by December 3rd. That's World of Radio, 1956. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.